How you doing, Tom?
Good, how you doing?
Bill and George are talking about how you're poised and how cool you are and calm and all that. How do you keep from letting, how did you keep from letting the magnitude of the situation of a playoff race affect you?
Well, ultimately, I mean, to be honest with you, I was just out there having a blast. I was out there having some fun, and I guess that's kind of what keeps the pressure leveled, is just going out there with my guys and having some fun. I knew what we needed to do. There was never a moment in the first half where we looked at each other and said we couldn't do anything. It was just we needed to execute it, and luckily, second half we got some stuff going, but we just got to finish.
What did you think of your strengths mentally of playing this position in this situation?
What do you think my strengths are? Just that it's, I mean, each play, it doesn't matter good or bad. It's, I try and keep an even keel, you know, because that's the way this game's going to go. I mean, you're going to have some negative plays and you're going to have some good, and the goal is to have more good.
Tom, there have been a few guys have been around since the first division title in 2011. Obviously, it was a little before your time, but, yeah. You know, Dwayne Brown, Jonathan Joseph, Kareem, and Brian Cushing, that's about it. That veteran core you guys have, what did they bring to the table? Obviously, Dwayne, but even the defensive side, Cushing and J.J.
Well, just the overall attitude of the team is kind of wrapped around those guys. You know, they're the leaders of this team, and for us, that's who we go out there and we try and do our job for. You know, those guys deserve it. They've been there, and we need to go out there and execute, and it's kind of who we go out there and try and perform for. You know, those older guys who deserve to go out there and win and get to the playoffs.
And kind of on a side note, speaking of the older guys, Andre Johnson's been around the last couple of weeks. He was celebrating in the locker room. What's it been like having him back around the facility in the locker room when you guys clinch a playoff berth?
Oh, it's awesome. I mean, future Hall of Fame receiver. He's one of the best to ever do it, and he's an original Texan, and it's awesome. He came up and gave me a big hug and said he was proud of me, which was, I mean, it's just a good feeling.
Tom, how important is it to you that Bill is viewing this game as you get ready for the playoffs? As he wants to win, you're going to start, you're going to play, he's not limiting your time. How important is that to you as you get ready for the playoffs?
Well, it's important, and that's what you want, too. You want to go out there and you want to play. You want to go out there and execute and just get some more reps and get some more experience, and I'm really looking forward to it.
Tom, we were asking George a second ago if he's learned anything new about seeing you in regular season action. They've seen you a lot in preseason action. Now that you've got opportunities last couple of games, have you learned anything else about yourself as a quarterback and as a player?
No, I just think I think last week I learned to get the ball out of your hands a little bit quicker. You know, these guys, that was probably the most sore I've ever been in my football career the next day. You know, those guys did a good job of bringing me to the ground for sure. I was excited the whole game. There was never a moment, like I said before, that I was just, this is too big, or this. It was just, I went out there and had a blast, and I'm happy we won.
I'm sorry, go ahead, sir.
Bill said he's talked to you about playing faster. How is that something you work on, like, in a week?
Well, just at practice, even today, it was kind of get up, get set, and kind of be on the offensive on that side, especially with the defense. We really want to dictate what we want to do, I agree with him 100%. We got to go out there and we got to get on the ball a little quicker and snap the ball and play fast.
How valuable is going to be having another game of experience under your belt before the playoffs start?
Yeah, you can't substitute the game experience. I mean, that's just, I've learned that for 3 years now. You know, you got to go out there and you got to get the experience, and I'm really looking forward to this weekend.
Tom, when you have this opportunity now to be the starter, is there a little bit of extra competition for you? It's a little unprecedented to have a quarterback change for a winning team, a division-winning team, this late in the season. But is there any extra competitive fire for you personally to kind of prove something that you weren't able to prove the last 2 years because of injury?
I think anytime you go out there, you want to prove that you belong out there, ultimately. I mean, that's where you get in trouble in this game, is entitlement and thinking you earned to be out there. You gotta deserve it, and you gotta go out there and you gotta play each game like there's someone on your tail ready to take your job, and that's how you play the sport. And the moment you gain any bit of entitlement, that's where you get in trouble. So you gotta go out there and you gotta earn it every day and every practice, every throw, and go from there.
Tom, you talk about picking up the pace and dictating. What kind of challenge does a Dick LeBeau defense kind of present to you, and how are they a little bit different than defenses you've certainly studied before, if not faced before?
Yeah, I mean, he's been in the league forever, and he's a heck of a coach, and we got a good challenge ahead of us with some of these blitzes that he's going to bring and different coverages, and we're looking forward to it, and we're going to go out there and execute and hopefully get a W.
Do you have a little bit different appreciation for him just from him coaching the Steelers and where you've been?
Yeah, I mean, he's someone that we've always kind of looked up to. You know, you always knew who Dick LeBeau was, and it's going to be fun. And this is kind of a childhood dream to go against a guy like that. It's at the end of the day, we're all still fans. You know, I'm still a fan of him, and I'm going to have some fun.
When you went and watched the film of this past game, did you have a feeling you'd know what you were seeing and you'd recognize the mistakes before they would unfold on film?
Absolutely. I mean, I kind of knew it in the game. You know, first half, it was kind of like you just kept slapping your thigh a little bit, saying, like, I know where we need to do. It's just you just got to execute it. And that's what's good about this offense and this team. We were never looking around thinking that this was out of our hands or anything. We knew what we needed to do.
Do you have a specific goal or anything? You know, you talked about improving the offense, but something you want to take out of the game on Sunday?
We want to win. I mean, that's I know it's pretty to the point, but that's where teams are judged, you know, off of the wins. That's the main goal.
Brock, I know you guys Brock, Tom, I apologize. Tom, I know you guys are running the same offense, you and Brock. I'm getting used to it too, buddy.
No, yeah.
You run the same offense, but you guys are completely different players. Is there anything that you like to do on offense that's very different that maybe that you're telling the coaches that I'd like to maybe run these types of plays or anything like that?
No. I have 100% trust in these coaches, and it's our job as players to execute what they call. And I mean, we have some of the best offense coaches in the league, and it's an honor to go out there and kind of run these plays and execute what we need to do.
You were out very early. Throwing passes out on the field before the 7:25 start. Will that be the normal routine for you, or for a noon-type kickoff, will you wait a little bit later before you go out?
No, that's kind of always what I did. Just love going out there and throwing it. You know, I'm still a kid. I still want to go out there and play catch, you know, and have some fun with it. So.
Even with the Texan staffers?
Yeah, it's still fun.